This article is brought to you by the best-selling books 8 Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to use the value method to advocate for yourself during a difficult conversation about pay or promotion. Turn the most uncomfortable career conversation into a confident, structured negotiation. In short, advocating for your pay or promotion is not about confidence alone. It requires a structure that holds when the pressure mounts. Prepare your value and accomplishments before the conversation, not during it. Listen to understand your manager's constraints before you make your ask. A no is the beginning of a negotiation, not the end of one. Definition: the value method is a five-step career negotiation framework developed to structure difficult conversations about pay and promotion. Each letter represents a stage. Value: accomplishments, listen, understand, and engage. It gives professionals a reliable system to advocate for themselves without losing composure or the relationship. You have done the work. You have delivered results. You know the conversation needs to happen, and you have been putting it off for weeks. So you finally sit down with your manager, and within 2 minutes, the whole thing unravels. You focus on how long you have been in the role. Your manager talks about budget cycles. Neither of you says what you actually mean. You leave without a commitment, and the conversation hangs in the air like unfinished business. This is not a confidence problem. It is a structure problem. When pressure builds inside a difficult conversation about pay or promotion, even capable people default to vague assertions about effort and tenure rather than a clear, compelling case. What you need is a method that holds you steady when the stakes feel high. In Say It Right Every Time, I introduce the value method specifically for career-advancing conversations. In Chapter 4, it is a five-step framework that gives your ask both substance and structure, and it works because it forces you to prepare before the conversation, not improvise through it. What the value method actually does in a difficult pay or promotion conversation. Most people treat a conversation about compensation as a moment to express frustration or hope. Neither works. What does work is treating it as a negotiation between two parties who both need something. As I write and say it right every time, advocating for yourself is not about proving your worth. It is about aligning your worth with the needs of the organization. It is not a presentation, it is a negotiation. That distinction matters. A presentation talks at someone, a negotiation works with them. The value method gives you a framework for doing exactly that. It keeps you from making the two most common mistakes: going in underprepared with a vague appeal to fairness, or going in overconfident and bulldozing through the other person's genuine concerns. If you tend to struggle with how to open these conversations without creating immediate friction, the approach I describe in How to Start a Difficult Conversation That is Blocking Your Team's Synergy offers useful groundwork on opening moves. The five steps are not five separate speeches. They are five disciplines that build on each other during a single conversation. Here is how each one works. The five steps of the value method, shown in use. 1. V. Value. Clarify what you uniquely contribute. Before you walk into the room, you need to answer one question with total clarity: what specific value do you bring that the organization would struggle to replace? This is not a list of job duties. This is an honest account of what you do that genuinely moves things forward for the business. Think in terms of problems you solve, decisions you improve, results you drive. Your salary is a business transaction, not a gift. You're pricing a service, and you need to know exactly what that service is worth before you name a number. Prepare one or two sentences that state your value in plain language. Something like, I am the person who keeps client relationships stable during transitions, and that has directly protected renewal revenue this year. That is a value statement. I work really hard, and I have been here 3 years is not. 2. A. Accomplishments. Prove it with numbers. Once you know your value, you need evidence. This is what I call the brag book and say it right every time: a running record of your specific contributions, with figures wherever possible. Quantified accomplishments carry far more weight in a difficult conversation than a list of responsibilities. I managed the Phoenix Project lands very differently from I led the Phoenix Project, which is projected to save the company over £1.2 million in its first year. The second version gives your manager something concrete to take to their own leadership if they need to justify your raise or promotion. Build this record before the conversation. Track projects, outcomes, process improvements, and any figures you can honestly attach to your work. When the moment comes, you are not scrambling for examples. You are reading from a prepared case. A strong opening for this step sounds like this. As you know, we recently completed the Phoenix project, which is projected to save the company over £1.2 million in its first year. Given the significant value I delivered on that project and my consistent performance over the past year, I would like to discuss adjusting my compensation to better reflect my contributions. 3L. Listen. Understand their constraints before you push. Here is the step most people skip entirely, and it is the one that most often determines whether a difficult conversation ends well or badly. Before you press for a specific answer, stop and listen. Ask your manager what pressures they are facing. Ask about budget cycles, approval processes, or what the leadership above them needs to see before compensation decisions move forward. You are not backing down. You're gathering information that will help you position your ask more effectively or understand exactly what you are working against. As I write and say it right every time, this is the most important step and the one that most people skip. Before you make your ask, take the time to listen to the other person. What are their needs? What are their constraints? What are their priorities? A manager who feels heard is far more likely to work with you than one who feels cornered. Listening here also protects you from making a demand that was already going to be offered, or from insisting on a timeline your manager has no authority to grant. 4. You understand. Acknowledge their position before presenting yours. This step is closely connected to listening, but it goes one further. After you've heard what your manager says, you acknowledge it before you respond. This is not the same as agreeing. You're showing that you have processed their perspective before making your case. It keeps the conversation collaborative rather than adversarial. In a high-stakes negotiation, the person who demonstrates that they understand the other side tends to earn more goodwill than the one who simply repeats their own position louder. If your manager explains that the budget is constrained right now, you might say, "I hear that, and I understand that timing matters here. Can we talk about what a path forward would look like, and when the right moment would be?" That response acknowledges reality without surrendering your position. If they offer feedback you disagree with, you have permission to say so directly. "I appreciate that perspective. I see it a bit differently. Can I share my point of view?" That is assertive and respectful at the same time. 5. E. Engage. Collaborate toward a win-win solution. The final step is where you bring everything together and move toward a resolution that works for both sides. For salary, this means stating a specific number anchored to market rate data and being prepared to negotiate the full compensation package, not just the base figure. If the salary is genuinely immovable right now, ask about additional vacation time, flexible working, a one-time bonus, or a formal review date. There is almost always room to negotiate something even when the number itself is locked. For promotion, this means showing that you are already operating at the next level, not just asking to be recognised for past work at the current one. Come with a documented record of how your responsibilities have grown, and be explicit about your readiness. "I have prepared a summary of my accomplishments and how they align with the requirements of the senior manager position." Engage is also where you handle a no with strength rather than retreat. A denial is not the end of a negotiation. A useful response sounds like this: "Okay, I hear you. That's not what I was hoping to hear, but I appreciate your honesty. Can we talk about what it would take to get there? What do I need to do in the next 6 months to be able to have this conversation again with a different outcome?" That converts a closed door into a defined path forward, which is the not yet reframe. When to use the value method, and when another approach fits better. Not every difficult conversation at work calls for the same framework. The value method is built specifically for career advancing conversations where you need to advocate for yourself clearly and collaboratively. Knowing when to reach for it and when to reach for something else saves you from applying the right tool to the wrong problem. Situation best approach. Asking for a raise after a significant accomplishment value method. Requesting a formal promotion value method. Responding to a denied raise to map a path forward value method, especially L and E steps. Negotiating a job offer package value method with market rate anchoring. Conflict with a colleague over roles or credit deal method. Addressing ongoing tension with a manager who dismisses concerns separate advocacy framework. Delivering feedback you have been avoiding courage method. The value method works best when the conversation is principally about your value and compensation, and when the other person has the authority to act on what you are asking. If the conversation is primarily about interpersonal conflict, team dynamics, or feedback delivery, a different structure will serve you better. The deal method outlined in How to Resolve Conflicts, That Are Fracturing Team Synergy, is a stronger choice for those situations. The timing question. When a difficult pay conversation is most likely to succeed? Structure alone is not enough. You also need to time the conversation well. The strongest moment to ask for a raise is immediately after a significant accomplishment, while the evidence is fresh and your manager has direct proof of your value in mind. Do not wait for a performance review cycle if you've just delivered something genuinely important. The connection between the result and the reward is clearest right then. For promotions, timing is slightly different. You should ask when you can demonstrate that you are already operating at the next level, not when you hope to be given the chance to try. Build your case over months, not days. If you want to understand how to advocate for needs that require senior buy-in before the conversation even begins, the approach in How to Advocate for Your Team's Synergy Needs with Senior Leadership is worth reading alongside this one. The worst moments to initiate a pay or promotion conversation: when your manager is under acute pressure, when the company has just announced difficult news, or when you are frustrated after a specific incident. Emotional timing undermines even the best prepared case. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Three mistakes that undermine the value method mid-conversation. Even with the framework in front of you, people make predictable errors in the room. Here is what to watch for. The mistake: leading with how long you've been in the role rather than what you have delivered. Why it happens: tenure feels like evidence, but it is actually just time. What to do instead? Open with a specific, quantified accomplishment and link it directly to business value. The mistake: skipping the listen step because you're worried it will weaken your position. Why it happens: asking questions can feel like surrendering ground. What to do instead? Recognize that listening is a strength in negotiation, not a concession. The information you gather in that step shapes how you frame your ask and improves your chances significantly. The mistake: accepting a flat no as a final answer and leaving without a defined path forward. Why it happens: a direct refusal is uncomfortable, and the natural impulse is to retreat. What to do instead? Apply the engage step specifically to the denial. Ask what a yes would require in the next 6 months. Leave with a commitment, a timeline, and a clear set of criteria. If your manager tends to dismiss your concerns rather than engage with them, the strategies in How to Advocate for Tension Resolution with a Manager Who Dismisses the Problem give you more tools for that specific dynamic. What to do when the conversation goes off script? Even a well-prepared, difficult conversation can take an unexpected turn. Your manager might reveal budget constraints you had no idea about. They might offer feedback that surprises you, or dispute accomplishments you believed were clearly on record. When something unexpected lands, your job is to stay regulated, not reactive. This is where the core framework helps: how to stay calm when feedback triggers a defensive reaction gives your practical method for managing your own response in real time. If the feedback during a promotion conversation challenges your readiness and you believe the assessment is wrong, you do not have to accept it silently. The script I offer in Say It Right Every Time for this moment is: I appreciate that perspective. I see it a bit differently. Can I share my point of view? It is respectful, direct, and keeps the conversation open. If the salary is genuinely fixed, shift the full compensation package. Ask directly: okay, I get that the salary is set. Could we talk about the vacation time? The offer includes 2 weeks, and I was hoping for 3. Would it be possible to get an extra week? A conversation about benefits is still a negotiation. Do not leave the table with nothing when something is still available. For situations where feedback disagreements are the ongoing issue rather than a single conversation, how to use the deal method to resolve disagreements about feedback at work offers a complementary structure. Building fluency with this framework before you need it. A framework you have only read about will crack under pressure. The value method needs to be practiced before you sit across from someone whose answer genuinely matters to your livelihood. Start by running to your own value and accomplishment steps in writing, without a deadline attached. Build your break book now, while there is no urgency. Then practice the listen and understand steps in lower stakes conversations at work. When a colleague raises a concern, try acknowledging their position fully before you respond. This is the same skill in a smaller setting, and it builds the muscle. For the engage step, prepare your walkaway number before any compensation conversation begins. Know the minimum outcome that makes the conversation worth having, and know the market rate for your role so that your anchor is grounded in reality rather than hope. If you need support managing the emotional charge that difficult conversations tend to carry generally, the strategies in how to handle conflict during meetings offer practical grounding. For promotion conversations specifically, the preparation work extends further. You need to build alliances with the people above and around your manager before you ask. You need to ensure that your work is visible, not just good. And you need to be able to demonstrate, concretely, that you are already carrying the responsibilities of the next level. If the working relationship with a key colleague has broken down and that is affecting your promotion prospects, the approach and how the bridge method rebuilds working relationships after tension has created a genuine breakdown addresses that repair work directly. Your career is not something that happens to you while you wait. As I write in chapter 4 of Say It Right Every Time, your career is not something that happens to you. It is something you create. The value method is one of the clearest tools I know for moving from passenger to driver in that process. Use it with preparation, use it with courage, and use it before you need it, so that when the conversation arrives, you are ready. For a parallel application of the courage method to feedback conversations you have been avoiding, which often precede pay and promotion talks, that article rounds out the picture well. And if tension with a colleague is currently blocking your ability to advocate for yourself effectively, how to diffuse tension between two colleagues who refuse to cooperate is worth reading first. The value method will not guarantee you a yes every time. Nothing does. But it will give you the best possible chance of being heard clearly, taken seriously, and leaving the conversation with either a result or a real path toward one. That, in my experience, is what confident self-advocacy actually looks like. Frequently asked questions. What is the value method? The value method is a five-step framework for career negotiation conversations. Each letter stands for value, accomplishments, listen, understand, and engage. It gives you a clear structure to prepare and deliver your case for raise or promotion with confidence and clarity. How do you use the value method in a salary negotiation? You clarify your unique value, back it with quantified accomplishments, listen carefully to your manager's constraints, acknowledge their perspective before making your ask, then collaborate toward a solution. The method works because it balances assertiveness with genuine curiosity about the other person's position and needs. When should you use the value method for a difficult conversation? Use it before any formal conversation about pay, promotion, or career progression. It is especially effective right after a significant accomplishment, during a performance review cycle, or when you need to convert a denied request into a clear, structured path forward with your manager. What if my manager says no when I use the value method? A no is not the end. Return to the listen and understand steps. Ask what you would need to do in the next 6 months to earn a different answer. This converts a flat refusal into a negotiation with a defined path, which is far more productive than walking away defeated. How do you prepare accomplishments for a value method conversation? Build what I call a bright book or running record of your specific contributions, with numbers wherever possible. Quantified results, projects completed, problems solved, revenue influenced. Do this before the conversation, not during it. Preparation is what separates a confident ask from an emotional one. Can the value method help with a promotion request as well as a raise? Yes, the structure applies equally to both. For a promotion, the value and accomplishment steps focus on showing you are already operating at the next level. The listen and understand steps help you discover what the organization needs before you present your case for the new title or role. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.